Okay, first question. How is your relationship with your parents?
It was a good relationship. It was a disciplined relationship, strict. Dad was old school.
He seemed like he was.
Mom was old school. Also, it was mom didn't work. She was a working housewife. I mean, a non-working housewife. I mean, she was housewife only. She donated a lot of time. It was pretty much yes sir, no sir. Most of the time, to the biggest extent, there were certain things we were taught. We were taught respect, morals, relationship. Was good, but we knew, like I knew my parent, my dad loved me, but it was never said. You know, it was.
It wasn't very affectionate.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yes. It was his way of showing love was showing respect. My dad was, he taught me, he was a ball coach when I was young. So he helped with baseball. As long as we worked, we could pretty much as we got older, it was one of those, we got to determine when our curfew was, but if anything got in the way of school or work, then it would become a problem. In other words, then they might come down on us. How young or on a relationship. My mom was kind of, mom was a loving mom. I mean, she.
Was she the slightly more lenient one?
Yes. I mean, if we wanted to, it was easier to talk to mom than it was to dad. Mom was affectionate. She touchy. I mean, you know, she would touch you, but that's like moms always do, I think. Yes, we got spanked if we did things wrong. I don't know how else to explain it, really. I don't know how far you want me to go with...
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, next one.
I mean, I was fairly young when I lost my mom, so...
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, it was
that.
Right out of high school.
Did you get into trouble? And, like, what was the worst thing you did?
In school?
Or, yeah, like in your childhood.
I got caught for, let's see. I got caught for stealing a pair of bicycle grips when I was younger. From a Western Auto store, which I had to return and apologize. So I had to face the music. I got swats when I was in the fourth grade for throwing rocks or dirt clods against the building, a new construction building. It was a new wall. It wasn't really, it was a brick wall. There was nobody around, no windows to break or anything like that, but I got in trouble at school for that. the rule was whatever I got at school, I would get twice as much as at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a whipping when I got home after I had my SWATs
mm-hmm.
at school, at which my sister told on me. She rolled on me. Eighth grade, I got SWATs. I'm trying to think what that was for. That was from Mrs. Schmidt. History. Had to lick the chalk off a chalkboard when I was...
You had to lick it off?
Yeah, I had to lick it off because I wrote on the chalkboard.
That's a very...
Yeah.
That's an unusual punishment.
Yeah, I think I got SWATs for it too. I got SWATs in wood shop. I could have been for gluing down somebody's project to the floor, which was funny at the time.
It's sounds funny now.
It was I wasn't, the things I got in trouble for were not destructive or
mm-hmm.
vandalized, but
it was like
they
little
were,
things.
Yeah, and at that time you got caught for doing, you know, I mean, there was no expulsion or kicked out of school or anything like that. I'm trying to think. When I was 15, a friend of mine and I got caught for stealing something from a department store. It mm-hmm. was an 8-track tape player. Under mm-hmm. the dash tape player. And we got sent to the juvenile officer for that,
mm-hmm.
which is more or less a smack on the hand. You know, but you know what it was. In other words, we were told we knew it was wrong, but why'd you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was to see if we could get away with it. It wasn't like we needed it. It wasn't like we had it. We hadn't.
Just testing your... limits.
Yeah. And we were doing something we were probably not supposed to be doing, like drinking, so. I got in trouble, I think, for taking some lipstick to a wall one time. Mom's lipstick to a wall. Like, made a mark. It didn't come off.
How old were you?
Little. I mean, like, first grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ornery stuff, you know,
yeah.
little stuff. Kid stuff. We got in trouble for kid stuff. As we got older, you know, they got a little bit different, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What series of events, like, led you to Arizona? Because it's such a long way.
Okay. What series of events?
Or just like what made you go to Arizona?
I lived in Missouri and went to see my sister in Texas for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got down there, I decided that I didn't want to go back to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of in a hole, in a rut,
uh-huh.
probably wasn't doing the right things, and decided, mm-hmm. you know what, maybe it'd be better if I just went ahead and quit my job. I was a water and wastewater superintendent working for
mm-hmm.
my dad, who was city manager, and I couldn't get more money because they were saying nepotism. He was, you know, he couldn't give me any more money because he was afraid that they would use the term nepotisms not to get me any more money. So I went to visit my sister. My sister was on the phone with an old boyfriend
mm-hmm.
that lived in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'd been down there for a few months. And he said, why don't you come out and live with me in Arizona? So I left a house in Missouri to go to Texas, where I had a car. I gave the car and everything in it to my sister, packed a bag, flew to Arizona, and then started living with my friend and working at one of the resorts in Sedona.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah. The one we passed.
Yeah.
Okay. You said you owned a bar in Arizona, right?
Yes.
How did you end up owning that?
The same friend that I went to see decided that he wanted to buy this, purchase this bar. And I ended up having some money that I invested in it, not a whole lot, but invested in it. And he didn't have enough money. He wanted me to run the bar for him. I told him I didn't know anything about running a bar, but I would do what I could. Anyway, I worked for him for a year with no pay. The only thing I got to keep was my tips. And at the end of the first year, he gave me 25% of the bar. And at the end of the second year, he gave me 50% of the bar. Then he, at the end of 4 years, we decided to sell the bar. And 6 days after the bar went into escrow to sell, he decided he didn't want a partner anymore. So he ended up selling the bar, and I ended up with nothing.
Sucks.
Yes, poor choice. But in Arizona, a handshake was illegal and was a legal binding agreement, legal agreement. So all I had to do was prove
that you shook his hand.
That yeah, that, that there was a witness, and but it ended up he, it got turned around to say he didn't, that we didn't, there wasn't any money made on the bar, so it all just kind of went away. And then we ended up going to, well, okay, never mind.
No, it's okay. Okay. Oh, you said you managed to like bypass the draft in Vietnam. How did you do that? Because I know you told me, but I completely forgot or didn't understand. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
When I was a senior, Jimmy Carter was president, and he, there was a period of time that they did away with the draft. When you turned 18, it was like an, I believe it was a 9 month period. It might have been a little bit longer than that. But I happened to be born during the time that you did not have to sign up for a draft card when you turned 18. And then that lasted for approximately 9 months to a year, I believe, right around a year, I think. And then after that, you had to sign up for the draft. But if you were born during this period of time, like, it seems to me like if you were born in, like, maybe August 1957 to August 1958, you didn't have to, you didn't have to sign up for a draft. So I never had to have a draft card during that period of time.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't that I dodged the draft or anything like that, but it was, I didn't just have like to have one. They, it wasn't long, you know, the, they were just come off the Vietnam War, not too long before that. And they decided that, you know, they were going to do away with the draft cards. They thought that was going to be the best thing to do at the time. So they did away with the draft cards, and then they came back with them, you know, like a year after they decided not to.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think was, like, the most impactful or, like, most influential, like, historical event that you lived through?
I think going to the moon was big. Mm-hmm. Walking on the moon, I think, was a big deal. I think the whole space exploration, uh-huh, I thought was really big. I know they're still doing it private-wise, but I would kind of like to see the government stay into it.
Mm-hmm.
The Vietnam War, I think, was kind of big and important because there were, mm-hmm, so many people that didn't care about it. And I heard from so many people that were older than I. There were guys that came back from the war that were 10 years older than I was, and how much the war impacted them so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, what the impact it had on them. There was a lot of people that didn't know what to do. They didn't know, I mean, they came back a mess.
Yeah, not to mention, like, they were treated very terribly. Horribly. Yeah.
Yes. Nobody cared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were certain people that respected anybody that went to war, which was a good thing. And I think that was good, but I think that was also the beginning of the end of nobody really caring about, you know, the way they were treated. They were just treated wrongly.
Mm-hmm.
And so many guys went through so much, and they saw there was more ground fighting then, and they saw so much more than people could even imagine.
Yeah.
And people didn't, I think there was a lot of people that didn't really want to think about it.
Yeah. I think I read somewhere that like Vietnam veterans like had the highest rate of PTSD than any other group of veterans.
But they didn't really diagnose it then.
Yeah.
They weren't, nobody was, you know, nobody, and everybody was too proud to say that they, mm-hmm, there was anything about it. That the Vietnam War, I feel, was probably one of the biggest or most worthless political wars there that has been.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather was in the Korean War, and he, mm-hmm, he pretty much thought that was another worthless political war too.
Was he drafted or did he volunteer?
He was drafted. And he, fortunately, he, you know, he didn't see a lot of fighting. I think he, mm-hmm, was stationed in Germany most of the time. Let's see what else. Seems like I got to see quite a bit in baseball, you know, which I know probably, yeah, doesn't seem like it was that impactful, but it was.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen sports figures, you know, going from the love of the game to nothing but the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of hurts because when I was little, people played it for the love of the game, you, mm-hmm, know. What else? Seeing celebrities elected as
president.
Well, yeah, I was going to say government officials, you know, whether it was because you had Schwarzenegger and then you had
Reagan.
That seemed awful different at the time.
It was kind of unheard of, right, almost.
Yeah, nobody would ever thought that. Doesn't seem like much, but
that's okay. We can move on to another one.
Let's go.
Okay, what are your best memories of grade school or high school or whatever? Some of these I like personalized, others I just took from the website.
I was fortunate enough to go to school with 12-year seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Such as, I went through grade school and high school with some of the same people all 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Fond memories was, I probably got a lot of what away with a lot more than other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned from my older sister who made mistakes.
The hairbrush thing.
The hairbrush thing was one. Nails under the tire.
Oh yeah.
That was more.
That was towards the principal, right?
Yes, that was. She was more, and she had a grudge against the principal. So.
Was Teddy the type to have like? She was the one to hold grudges.
Yeah, she would hold grudges. But I think it was odd because, yeah, I've held grudges for a while too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I think that's an internal thing that probably should be taught. I mean, it's better to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that. It's just hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the type to hold them too.
Sports was important to me in high school. I think that was important. There were some teachers I think that were pretty important, but. Can't really, other than that, I think that the friendships that I gained mm-hmm. in grade school and high school is important, but unfortunately I don't stay in touch with them much because we moved around quite a bit and we mm-hmm. didn't go back to see mom and, you know, to go back to see dad.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's about it. I had a lot of fun in school. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I look back and I can say that I had a lot of fun in school.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things we did, some of the things we got away with in school was, you go back, it was funny. It was, you know, like I said, we tried not to do anything destructive mm-hmm. or vandalized, but there were things that we did that were just hilarious at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were times I was thrown up on top of the roof of the school and had to run to the other side to jump down to make it class in time.
How'd you get on the top?
Guys just tossing me around and ended up, instead of letting them drop me, mm-hmm. I would grab hold of like a single story roof and I grabbed hold of it and ended up on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And rather than jump down and trust them to catch me, I would just say, okay, I'll wait it out here.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wait and run to the other side of the school and drop down from a second story to make class in time.
Mm-hmm.
Pranks, we did a lot of pranks, you know, like...
On other students or teachers?
Both. But it was...
Was it teachers you didn't like?
And some we did, but it was mm-hmm. but they were like funny pranks. I mean, uh-huh. you know, they were just simple things, you know.
Yeah.
Like we might send them, at that time you could send them magazines from the, you know, from the library. You would fill out a magazine subscription uh-huh. card. So then they would get billed for that. After they got the magazines, and you might send them a Playboy magazine, you know, that you get like the Playboy card, so you'd have a teacher receiving a Playboy magazine, you know, that he wasn't supposed to get, you know, which wasn't exactly the best thing to show up in the mail, you know, mm-hmm. for maybe a school representative.
Uh-huh.
I ended up doing a lot of charity work or mm-hmm. a lot of donated time and work. Because I was working with my dad through the city, we donate a lot of time, like maybe installing scoreboards or doing work for the country club
mm-hmm.
or working not for the golf course, not where we got paid, but where we donated our time mm-hmm. to help them, you know, do things. Growing up, there was a lot of time donated to the volunteer fire department where they would take food to needy families.
Mm-hmm.
And I was part of delivering that
mm-hmm.
or delivering food to them, and which let me, which would show me families I didn't know that were that bad off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was going to school with some of these people and didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
One time I left my coat. We were playing sandlot football, and mm-hmm. I ended up leaving my coat at a churchyard.
Mm-hmm.
And went back to get my coat later on, and it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, I found out that a kid I was going to school with was wearing my coat. So I confronted him on it, and he said, no. Anyway, long story short, I told my parents about it, and originally, I didn't get a new coat
mm-hmm.
because I left my coat at the schoolyard. But when they found out that the needy kid that was wearing the coat, as soon as they found out he ended up with it,
mm-hmm.
then it was fine for me to get another coat.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, teach me a lesson. Don't leave it there. But if it went to them, you know, because of need, then it was something different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to print something a while ago.
Okay, what led you to move to Las Vegas?
A job.
Mm-hmm.
A job. Betterment for Kelly and I. We were married, and it was going to improve the situation for us. More money, a job, a better job.
Okay. What place do you think you were happiest living in?
I think I like the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Havasu was really hot. Vegas was good, but I'm not really saying I missed it. But I missed the climate
mm-hmm.
and the weather. I really liked living in Sedona. I thought that was really nice. I thought
beautiful.
That was pretty.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, and the weather was kind of hard to beat the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were at 4,500 feet, so it was really hard to beat that. If we had a chance to move back to the Southwest, then I believe I would try to get back there somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like humidity.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the I miss the red landscape rather than the green here.
Yeah, the pink, the different colors of the sky.
Oh my God, when it...
The yellow,
when the sun would set, everything in a pink
yes.
hue.
Or when it, so beautiful. Or when it rose in the morning, it had a different beauty also.
And it had like an orangish, yellowish.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty.
It was. I liked the openness.
Mm-hmm.
You, I know, always liked closed in for a while.
No, but I still prefer the desert.
Yes, I agree. I prefer the desert. I never thought I would when I first moved there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, what am I doing? What did I get myself into? And
mm-hmm.
I've come to find out there was just so much to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can drive out in the middle of nowhere and then go walk and go exploring. Not that you can't do it here. It seems different. Yeah, I would like to get back out there. Once you go from humidity to dry heat, and then back to humidity again, it was a lot easier
mm-hmm.
leaving the humidity than it would be leaving the dry heat.
Okay. Who do you think had the biggest impact on your life? That was one of the other ones I took from the website.
Probably my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all was right,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not saying all was wrong either. I learned a lot of good things from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I look back and I think, you know, there what I used to think was good things was not.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but I've also learned some things on my own. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are like that. I mean, I wish I could say it was a teacher. I mean, there are some people that have had some, you know, that I've been around.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure that I could say like one particular person other than my dad right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it'd probably have to be my dad.
Okay. Well, I actually think that's the end of all the questions.
Okay.
And we managed to get 31 minutes in.
So, how many are you supposed to have?
The maximum was 45. So.
So you done good, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime, honey, anytime.